Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Clapton bringing us back on his classics. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, 23 after the hour. Labor Day. It's Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, folks. And continue to march here on Labor Day and bring you another live radio Labor Day program. It's just you and me. I got one more segment, just the two of us, and then Bob Dillon-Snyder will be here in just a few minutes and to spare you, to relieve you. So I want to talk about labor and workers. Let's talk about workers. Let's not talk about labor necessarily. Labor, the labor movement, for all intents and purposes, was really over. You got small, single-digit labor, public sector, I should say private sector labor participation. It's like 6%. 45 years ago, it was at 32%. Now it's like 6%. So there's really no marketplace labor movement anymore, not really. There's still unions out there, and some of them do a great job, but there's no real movement anymore. So let's talk about workers. Let's talk about people who want to use someone else's capital to make a living. That means they're not entrepreneurs. They want to be an employee. They want a job. Let's talk about job seekers. So here's the question. Right now there's a debate going on, which I'm astonished about. I'm astonished that we're debating socialism, that there are people who are trying to one-up each other to try to be more socialistic. And folks, you know how I feel about this. I mean, we've already watched the movies before. We've got 100 years of history of socialism as a total failure. We've got, we're watching a movie right now in Venezuela. That socialism movie is being played out right now, and it's horrible. It's unbelievably evil what the Venezuelans are having to deal with right now. Why would we want anything that even looks like that, even sounds like any of that? So I'm astonished that we're even having that debate. And sometimes when you hear people say, well, we don't want the Venezuelan type of socialism, we want the Swedish type of socialism. Well, folks, I've been to Sweden. I've talked to those people over there. They're taxed to the gills. I mean, beyond the gills. I wrote an article. Go look in my archives for an article on Swedish taxation. After I visited, I wrote an article, and the level of taxation is unbelievable. But more important than that, this month in the Wall Street Journal, a Swedish resident wrote about the people, the Democrat candidates, who, like I think it was, is Sanders says, I want a Swedish version of socialism. He said, no, you don't. He said, we don't even have the Swedish version of capital of socialism. He says that Sanders is talking about. He said, we don't practice that in Sweden anymore. He said, we got rid of that. He said, that almost took us down. The Swedish version of capitalism that Sanders laments that he wants for America doesn't exist anymore. It's old. It's passé. It failed. So go read that article. That's a really fascinating article. I encourage you to read. But what I wanted to talk about now is, what is the worker? What is the American job seeker? What is the attraction to them? There are 150 million Americans who are job seekers, basically. And maybe 125 to 30, counting the business owners, who are job seekers. What are those people? Are they going to be attracted to a socialistic message? If the Democrat candidate becomes, offers a socialistic approach, and they'll run the primary very socialistic, and then they'll dial it back for the election, but it'll still smack of socialism, lots of free things, right? Well, is the American job seeker going to be attracted to that? If you are, if you happen to be, and that's your right, but I want you to ask. I'm only going to say this. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to call you a name like as they do people who don't agree with them. I'm just going to ask you to ask this question. Where's my job going to come from? Where's my payroll check going to come from? In your world of socialism, in your world where there's more socialism, and remember now, folks, these people who are proposing socialism, they're not trying to reform capitalism like liberals do. Liberals want to reform capitalism. The liberals we've known all these years, these socialistic proposers, they want to rip out capitalism and replace it with socialism. Remember, that's the marketplace that they're going to give you. So ask them this question: Where's my job going to come from? How secure is my current job going to be? Can I get a raise? Can my family become better? As I work 20, 30 years in the marketplace, will I make more money? Will I grow my financial independence, my financial strength in your socialistic world? Have them tell you that story and then make your decision on who to vote for. I think that's a really important question that I don't hear anybody asking. When you hear the debate, and there's one coming up, when you hear the debate, listen to them and find out where they're talking about where the jobs in their world are going to come from. Very important point, I think. Hope you'll check that out. Quick break, celebrating Labor Day 2019 on the Small Business Advocate Show. Right back with our good friend Bob Dillenschneider after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.